You know, if you get a deep physical cut on your arm and it gets full of dirt, you don't just like slap a bandage over it and hope for the
Oh,
best.
no, definitely not.
Right? You scrub it out,
Yeah.
even if it really stings.
Exactly. And emotional wounds, they work the exact same way. If you leave a regret unresolved, that psychological infection just, well, it compounds underneath the surface.
Yeah, and that is exactly what we are tackling today in this deep dive. We are preparing you for week 8, day 5 of your workbook.
Which is a heavy one.
It really is. We're taking the OWN apology formula, you know, own exactly what you did without excuse, now make it right, and we're applying it to a lingering regret.
Right.
Specifically, the prompt asks you to pick a time you legitimately hurt someone, and ideally, someone you can no longer apologize to. But why are we digging up ghosts here? Why go backward to someone we can't even reach?
Well, it comes down to what unresolved guilt physically does to the brain. When you harm someone and you never make it right, your amygdala actually flags that specific memory as a persistent threat.
Wait, like a literal threat.
Yes, exactly. Over time, it writes this corrupt code, strengthening a neural pathway that equates admitting fault with, like, actual danger.
Oh, wow. So your brain is basically trying to protect you from your own guilt.
Right. So today, when you just need to apologize for something tiny, your brain triggers this massive, completely disproportionate defensive response. Your emotional shields just slam down.
So by going back to a permanent regret, you kind of bypass your ego's daily defenses, right?
Yeah.
You rewire that core threat response.
Exactly. And a huge part of that rewiring hinges on the without excuse part of the OWN formula.
Oh, for sure. The second you add a but to an apology,
It's over.
yeah, the recipient's brain registers it as a defense, not an apology. It invalidates the whole thing.
It really does. But, it's easy to talk about this in theory. It is brutally hard in actual
It
practice.
is. And well, since we're asking you, the listener, to do this heavy lifting today, we should probably walk the walk ourselves.
I know where this is going.
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot. I know you've run some incredibly high-pressure lab environments over the years. Has this threat response ever, you know, tripped you up?
Oh, absolutely. Years ago, we were under this massive grant deadline, just insane pressure.
Right.
My stress was peaking, and a really struggling lab assistant made this honestly very minor data entry error, and I just completely lost my temper. I snapped at them so harshly in front of everyone.
Ouch. Yeah, that's tough.
It was terrible. If I look at today's prompt, my anger was wildly disproportionate to their actual mistake. And because I never gave an immediate OWN apology, I permanently damaged that working relationship.
What happened?
They felt entirely unvalued and actually quit a month later.
Wow. That's a heavy consequence for just, you know, pride getting in the way.
It really is. But hey, fair's fair. You're a psychology professor. Academia can be incredibly cutthroat. Your turn in the hot seat.
Yeah, fair enough. I definitely know that exact feeling of a disproportionate reaction. Early in my teaching career, a fellow academic simply questioned one of my research methodologies. Just a standard peer question.
And how did you react?
I sent back this blistering, highly defensive critique. Just totally attacked him.
Oh man, what would an OWN apology have looked like in that specific moment?
Well, it would have been, I was wrong to attack you personally over a professional disagreement. Without excuse, I let my ego take over. I respect your work, and I want to buy you coffee to discuss the methodology properly.
That's powerful. But instead, you chose silence.
Total silence. I
Okay.
doubled down on my pride. I was terrified of looking incompetent, so my amygdala just locked everything down.
Yeah.
And honestly, that silence cost me a brilliant friendship and a really valuable collaboration.
See that contrast right there between what you actually did and what you should have done, that is the exact mechanism that breaks the defensive habit.
Yeah.
That is exactly why today's five journaling questions are so critical for you to do. You aren't just listing out what happened.
Right. You're actively contrasting. You'll identify the trigger, judge the proportionality of your reaction, and then write two different apologies. One as if you could give it to them right now, and one as if you would use the OWN method right then in the moment.
Seeing that contrast on paper exposes exactly what your pride cost you. And as you lean into this reflection today, remember to rely on the daily stack you've been building.
Yes, do not skip the stack.
Your three code rewrites, three distill points, and two quotes. They aren't just homework. You need to review them morning, midday, and evening. They are your neurological anchor when this reflection gets really uncomfortable.
Exactly. And tonight, Make sure you keep up with that specific bedtime question. What habit or personality trait do I have that most often causes my need to apologize?
That's a great question. And hey, this week is almost over. Tomorrow is day 6, which is the weekly self-audit.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity to look back and recognize the massive personal growth you're achieving just by showing up and doing this difficult work.
Think back to that dirty, infected cut we mentioned at the start. It absolutely stings to clean it out.
It really does. But how might scrubbing just one infected memory today permanently rewire your brain's reaction to tomorrow's conflicts?
That's the real question.
Get the sting over with and let the real healing begin.